Let's go to the story on page one of the Cairns Post today. And it reads here that woolshed owner Dominic Davies is demanding the state government acts to clean up the streets of Cairns ahead of interstate visitors arriving from Monday when borders open. This is what Dominic had to say, quote, "I've been here at the woolshed 28 years and I can tell you the drunkenness, it's the worst it's ever been." It goes on to say business owners say local police are doing their best, but more officers are needed. But more officers are needed to rapidly address spiralling crime in the city since COVID began, said Dominic. Things have degenerated at a rapid rate. Can you believe it's vastly worse, according to Dominic, than it was before? It's hard to imagine. He says to the point where people do not want to frequent the CBD and it needs urgent attention. He went on to say, "We're about to open our doors to tourism again and we need to tidy up our town as a matter of absolute urgency." Now, further in this coverage, he said this, "Otherwise, everyone's got to go back to Sydney and Melbourne and tell people how despicable it is here." He's got a very, very good point. And you heard that story earlier on, these ghastly people going along. They just grab food off people's plates, particularly with the outdoor dining. Now, it has been going on for years, but the behaviour in the city lately is beyond the pale. It really, I mean, if you saw it, you know, 5 years ago, thought that was appalling. Well, go back now and it's just seemingly nothing effective being done. No efforts. And now, of course, a lot of the offenders are aged 11 and 12 and 13, and a lot of the offenders, the majority possibly, are female. It is bizarre what's happened. But I'm going to talk to Dominic about the whole picture in the CBD because there's a hell of a lot at stake, particularly from Monday onwards. We're desperate to actually provide something really enjoyable and safe for the people prepared to visit here from next Monday in hopefully far greater numbers. Dominic Davies, Managing Director of the Woolshed, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Very well timed you're speaking out on this matter. I've never seen it worse. Can you give us some details of what you're enduring, but more importantly, what visitors to the CBD are enduring?
From the first thing in the morning, there's people out there drinking, getting drunk, behaving unruly, littering, harassing people. And as the day progresses, the effects of the alcohol take hold and they just become more and more unruly. And it's a place where people don't want to work. You know, I'm worried about keeping my valuable staff, and so I've got a duty of care to them. I've had to cancel musicians because they in fact attract itinerants and they come and sit outside our outdoor area, which is fine. If they were sober, they were abiding by the law and they were behaving in a civil fashion, happy to share, happy to populate the area. That's the whole idea. But the reality is they sit there, they're drinking, carrying on, harassing people, asking for cigarettes, harassing people dining, spilling their drinks everywhere, urinating. And so no one stops. We don't get any paying customers. They just keep walking. And I've had to, you know, there's over $1,000 in expenditure to musicians that have been doing it really tough during COVID. And I've had to cancel them because it's pointless. And then you've got the youth, they're chroming, they're very nasty. I wouldn't say anything to them because you'd end up getting punched in the nose. And it's lawless. Now, John, we've got a the council's done its bit over a long period of time. We've got a state-of-the-art CCTV program that has been put in. They man it, and every year they improve it. But it's pointless having the CCTV when the problems are identified and there's no one to react. And the only people to react are the police. They're the only one. And it's an absolutely a state government responsibility. And I urge Michael Healy, our city member, to sit at the front door of Anastasia Palaszczuk until we get improved funding from for police. The local police, they do a great job and they go as hard as they can. But to be frank, it must be demoralising for them because they're just busy. And later on at night, as the drunkenness in the CBD gets worse, well, they're getting called out into the suburbs for domestic violence and they've got probably more important work to do, to be frank. We just need more troops on the ground. And, you know, Michael's been aware of this for quite some time. And to his credit, he's, you know, working on some long-term solutions. And I hope they're successful, although we've been hearing that from various MPs for the last 20-odd years to no avail. But I hope he is successful. But in the meantime, we need help and we need it now.
Now, it's interesting you should say this about the police efforts because we had a police spokesman reported, I think, yesterday or the day before, saying, oh, now we've got the police over the wider area and we certainly have. We have now sufficient police to cope with the challenges. Well, from what you're saying and from what so many other people in our CBD are particularly saying, we don't have sufficient police. Michael Healy clearly says we don't have sufficient police. I mean, there have been times when he's been talking about numbers of an extra 200 police coming here. So we need to get our argument straight, particularly from the top level. Do we have sufficient police? According to the police spokesman, yes. Do we have sufficient police? According to us, the ocean of victims here, of course we don't. And we don't want them driving around in air-conditioned cars. They've got to be visible on the streets of our city. They've got to be not making friends with these town drunks and calling them on first name terms or whatever. They've got to be there to apply the law. And the law is not being applied fairly. These people are getting away with blue murder and making life for all of these people, for you and all your customers, an absolute misery.
Yeah, absolutely. You've captured it. I'd put it out there, you know, that the police have indigenous or cultural officers and I haven't seen one in the CBD for a long time. And previously we had some and they were terrific and they seem to be effective. The other thing is, you know, we've got this CCTV system. I'd encourage the council to track back these drunks and see where they're getting the alcohol from and work with the takeaway liquor stores to act in a responsible way. Because either drunk people are getting buying the alcohol and that's in breach of responsible service of alcohol rules, or sober people are getting it for the drunk. I'm not sure.
Isn't this interesting? As you would know, as we all know, well, those have been here a while, they don't have access to the casks till after 4 o'clock. But clearly there's an issue here. You're saying they're drinking from early in the morning, are you?
Oh, look, I was out there the other day and I was cleaning up out the front. And there's guys, they had like a bottle of bourbon, the square bottle, about this time in the morning. Absolutely. And then they're out the front, they're drinking, cans of Bundaberg and rum. I think they come in a 10-pack. I call the camera room. They send the council security, who effectively has no powers, but they do their best. And it goes and says, oh, your guys are drinking. And they go, no, they're not. I go to the council security and say, well, check those insulated bags they've got. And he says, we have no powers to check the bag.
How ridiculous. How ridiculous. I mean, that is so absurd that the people that apply these regulations or create these regulations, they're on side with the lawbreakers, the people who are committing so much appalling behaviour and breaching the law, they're fundamentally inviting them to go harder at it. And that is doing so much harm to our CBD and to everybody that has to access it.
Well, I beg to differ with you on that point, John. They're doing the best, acting within the laws.
Well, that's my point.
They've got.
That's my point. The law is a farce. The law is an ass and has to be addressed.
Well, they definitely need more effective tools, the police. And, you know, they get my full thanks. And they need effective legislation
that works.
What we've got does not. We're in agreement there. But, you know, look, we're looking down the barrel. Alice Springs. No one goes to Alice Springs anymore.
No.
They just fly straight into Yarra.
Mm.
Why? Because they've got so much problem with safety. And, you know, people will bypass Cairns. And, you know, we've had so much development. We've got the convention centre. The council's done a terrific job of doing up the CBD, the Esplanade. We've got it all. And we've got a terrific opportunity. The only thing missing is public safety. It wouldn't happen on Queen Street Mall. You know, it wouldn't happen at Circular Quay or at Bondi. Why do we have to accept it here?
Mm.
Why is it happening in our CBD?
Mm.
And I'll tell you, there's a whole bunch of push factors from that, and they all lie within the state government gamut. You've got three strikes and you're out with public housing, so when these people go on a bender, they just don't go home. They've got government-paid accommodation in Cairns or in their community, but they just sleep rough while they're on a bender.
Mm.
You've got the centralisation of healthcare in Cairns. You know, people come down and then they stay on and enjoy themselves, or their families do. You've got people coming out of Lotus Glen prison. They don't have, the government doesn't provide them with free passage back to their community. They're out the door and they end up in Cairns. You know, and obviously the health care of the youth and psychiatric care of these people, they're all state government issues, and we've got, and we're wearing the brunt of it here in the CBD of Cairns, and they've got a responsibility to make our safe street. A cleaning contractor that works for me just 10 days ago got beaten to within an inch of his life on Sheridan Street, adjacent to Munro Martin Park. And he tells me he's seen the offenders several times, but they're still at large.
Oh, no.
Four of them. Four big guys. He thought he was going to die.
Well.
Someone was stabbed on Lake Street the other night. You know, it's crazy. All I can say is it's the worst it's ever been.
Well, yes.
You know, in a short-term solution, and I don't think this is politically, politically there's no appetite for it. These people, they're determined to drink and do what they do. They need a safe place out of the way where they're not going to affect people, and they've got access to rehabilitation and hygiene, etc., rather than getting herded from the CBD to the Esplanade to the hockey fields and back around again. A. B, I believe, the cashless debit card to Social Security for repeat offenders that just keep presenting is the best thing for their health, and it's a mechanism that's been trialled elsewhere in Australia, and you know, that'd be great if Warren Ench could get that trial extended here in Cairns.
are you saying that we here in our Cairns CBD, we're at risk of becoming another Alice Springs?
I'll have a walk around. Have a talk to any shopkeeper. Have a talk to employees at the banks that walk Lake Street from Lake Street to the multi-storey car park. Have a look at the empty shops. And they say, you know, if you want to get an area going, you need commercial activity and people. And that helps the area. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? I can tell you now, people are reducing their exposure and their trading hours in the CBD because of the problem with this lawlessness. So if you want to encourage and revive the CBD, the ball is squarely in the state government's court. Restore law in the city, and it needs a lot of resources. And I would say, for one reason or another, Cairns has more difficult obstacles and problems than other cities. Okay. It's pretty clear to me, and it needs, and as a result, it needs additional resources.
Well, you've spoken very, very powerfully today, Dominic. Thank you for that. Can I have permission to forward a recording of this whole interview on to the member for Cairns, Michael Healy?
That would be terrific.
Okay.
We're just here for an outcome. You know, and I'm happy to work with anyone to try and improve it.
All right, Dominic, really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. Have a great day.
That's Dominic Davies, Managing Director of The Woolshed. Now, it's 7 minutes till 9 o'clock, 7 to news. The talk number 1300 872 911.
Christmas gift ideas for everyone.